Raylene Marks, are you there?
I'm here.
I've got Israeli women all over the place, in studio, out of studio, another one going off to Israel. Israel's just everywhere today.
Oh, Israel's also bowing its head today in solidarity with Air Ethiopia. We lost two of our citizens along with the other 155 who perished yesterday as the Air Ethiopian Boeing 737 8 MAX crashed shortly after takeoff. Two Israelis are part of 35 other nationalities who lost their lives, and our thoughts and prayers are with them. It's a very personal story for me because a good friend of mine lost his uncle in the crash. And also, just to update listeners, Prime Minister Netanyahu has been following procedure since news of the air crash broke. Yesterday he was in the foreign ministry making sure that he was updated with what was happening. What we do know right now is that we have members of Zaka, the Israeli search and rescue team. Many of you are familiar with Zaka, an incredible NGO, an organization made up of volunteers that is on site at every terror attack, at every accident, to ensure that the dead are identified and given a dignified burial and that the families have closure. We are waiting for them to identify the remains of our two victims, and I'm sure that they are assisting with everybody as well. We don't know the cause of the crash yesterday. We have heard from Israel's ambassador to South Sudan that he flew the same plane.
Yes, heard that this morning.
A very, very recent route, and that the plane reportedly had engine trouble. We don't have an official cause for the crash yet, but we have a very, very somber and very, very hurting Israel. I know many South Africans.
I was going to say, Raylene, I think this one came very close to home. I think it was palpable in South Africa, the feeling that this could have been any one of us. I mean, so many of us have used Addis as a transit point, and so many of us have used this as a transit point to Israel, and they used that plane. They used that plane to fly to Israel. So this came close.
Very close.
Raylene, very close. Moving away from Ethiopia, which, by the way, I'm flying next month, not all that happily, I must tell you. Tell us about the strikes on Gaza last night.
Okay, well, not only do we have strikes on Gaza last night, we have news within the last hour of more incendiary devices flown over the border from Gaza into Israel. At this time, they have sparked at least two brush fires near the Gaza Strip, these fires in the Be'eri forest. This comes after rockets were fired from Gaza into southern Israel. Now, I know that a lot of people are saying, where's my red alert? Where's my Tseva Adom app? There's several reasons for why you are not getting your Tseva Adom. First of all, the Homefront Command has actually taken them down, that these apps have been dismantled for a variety of reasons, one of which is by giving destinations where rockets are falling, it gives away very important intelligence information. As well as the fact that, you know, if we do have false alarms, we don't want to create panic amongst people. So please note that you probably won't be getting the red alerts notifications in the future. For many of us, it is also a relief because it is profoundly traumatic to hear those sirens going off all the time. So in response to rockets fired from the Gaza Strip, the IDF fired back. They fired at Hamas targets within the Strip. And even though this may not be Hamas themselves firing on Israel, these are still rogue elements within the Strip that should come under the control of Hamas. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has warned, as have the Egyptians, that the incendiary devices must stop. Egypt have sent their delegation last week to try and broker renewed calms, but Prime Minister Netanyahu warning this morning that if Hamas do not stop this and do not rein in their rogue terror organizations, we will come in with a full-scale retaliation. Now, both sides want to avoid a war. I don't think it's in the interest of either side for us to go to war. We are also in an election season.
Even though we are in an election season,
Netanyahu has said, regardless of that, if this continues, we will come in and it's not going to be pretty.
Well, it's never quiet there for long, is it? Moving off, you've got a lovely title here that's put a smile on my face. Wonder Woman versus Bibi, you heard right. Explain.
Well, before we get to that, because I know we've got a little bit of time, I just want to update our listeners, and that is our First Lady, Nachama Rivlin, who is President Reuven Rivlin's wife. I know that many of you have noticed that she walks around with oxygen. Well, today our First Lady, who has long suffered with pulmonary fibrosis, received a new lung from a young boy who was on life support after being in a tragic car accident. His name was Yair, and little Yair has helped save the life of our First Lady. She is in stable condition. She does seem to be doing okay. And the Rivlins, our First Lady and our President, are much loved here in Israel. We kind of see them as the collective Saba and Safta of the nation, or Boba and Zayda, you know, whatever you choose to call them. And Nachama Rivlin really, really has won over our hearts, and we couldn't be more thrilled that hopefully on the road to recovery.
Rolene, is it true? I don't know where this comes to me from. Is it true that President Rivlin is relatively center right, she's apparently quite center left? Is that
okay? So the role of the president is largely ceremonial, and he's apolitical to a point. In the past, President Rivlin was seen as very, very hawkish. You know, it was concerns when we had to, or rather the Knesset had to select a new president. The concerns were, we're moving from Shimon Peres, the hawk who became the dove, and was known to be a man who of peace, very conciliatory. You know, how are we going to deal with this very, very hawkish, very almost strongly right Rivlin? Well, Rivlin, I think, has proven that he's really a man of the people.
Yeah.
He's proven in his presidency that he's neither left nor right, but he is rather a man of the people, and he's not above smacking members of the government down if they get a little out of hand, or if they make statements that he finds unacceptable. And we love him because he takes an economy flight to his overseas trips and is not above taking the train at all. He's a very, very welcoming, total man of the people. And we love his lovely wife as well, who brings a very, very gentle touch to everything she does. But yes, you did read the title right. Wonder Woman, our own Gal Gadot, did give Bibi a bit of a verbal smackdown. So this comes after yesterday Israeli model and actress Rotem Sela took the Prime Minister to task, because he said that Israel is the national state, not of all its citizens, but of the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And of course, his remarks created a lot of controversy in Israel. And she went on social media and she said, when the beep, not the word that rhymes with flying birdies, but she said, but another word, which I'm not too sure is possible on radio.
Show. Yep.
So I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to beep myself out. She said, when the beep, will someone tell in this government tell the public that Israel is a country of all its citizens? So she wrote this on Instagram. And Gal Gadot, our Wonder Woman, whipped out her, well, whip, and wrote in Hebrew on her own Instagram. She said, love thy neighbor as thyself. She said, it is not a matter of right or left, Jewish or Arab, religious or secular. It's a matter of dialogue for peace, equality and tolerance for one another. It's our responsibility to plant hope and light for a better future for our children. Rotem, you are an inspiration for us all. And I don't think that Netanyahu wants to take on Wonder Woman, because I think that if take on Wonder Woman for this, he's going to get a verbal smackdown from more than just Gal Gadot. Yeah.
Rolene, as always, thank you so much. This is something I'd actually like to pick up tomorrow about President Netanyahu and his electioneering method, because this is not the first time where he's made some. But let's save that for tomorrow. I look forward to it.
Yes,
as always, Todaraba. And speak to you tomorrow, same time.